coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
How's your voice, Johnny?
Good.
Okay.
How's yours?
Well, mine's better than yours. Again, that was great. I told you this morning when I got in. That was a fun event last night.
Respect for law enforcement banquet.
Johnny emceed it. Had to read everybody's introduction. I don't know why. But if you get somebody to present somebody, that takes too long.
Yeah.
And they go off script. And you start talking about how great that person is. And everybody who got an award last night was great, but...
That's the only negative I have for Hall of Fame ceremonies, where you have the first person just goes on and on and on and on, and then the next person does, but that,
like, it just... Like 10, 12 minutes on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not exactly. Like 3 minutes, and they tell them 3 minutes, but they go on about how great, and I'm so honored to present this, and I get it, it's their night, it's a big deal, and it's not long enough for them.
How awesome is Todd?
I know, right?
You
guys,
coffee.
We got
the greatest producer ever.
We're going to send him on.
Tell people what you just did.
What's that?
Tell people what you just did.
Thank Todd for my coffee.
No, besides that.
Yeah. I actually, I was going to bring that up.
Go ahead.
So this morning, it happened this morning.
Again.
You guys walked in, and I didn't notice, but right away, Jim noticed you both were wearing shirts that were very similar.
Salmon? Was that what you came up with?
I called it salmon.
Salmon. We'll go with salmon.
Jim had a salmon shirt on.
Yeah, I did.
And yours is a little bit more to the red side.
A little more burgundy-ish.
Yep. Rose.
Yep. Rose, yeah. But they were really close.
Rose. Rose and salmon.
And so Jim actually changed his shirt.
I do. I have a change of clothes just for events like that. So
if you are streaming on Facebook, I'm going to put the picture up right now of the two of them during our Morning Shield meeting.
Yes. I'm like, I'm changing. All right. I'm going to have to put up with 3 hours of that just for
really
a second.
Really, you're going to listen to these two guys?
I know. So it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah. So, you know, this happens. Oh, everybody at radio has this story, Todd, where, you know, somebody you've talked to on, you know, they call, hey, let's talk to Bob from Swamico.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
And then you meet him, and it's like, oh, boy. And Bob's missing a couple of teeth. Tattoo on his neck.
God,
you know, in your mind, you're visualizing, hey.
But you know what? They do the same thing with us.
Same thing with us. Yeah. No question. No question.
You get the teardrop.
Yep. Absolutely.
I met with a guy one time, and he had on his knuckles.
Yeah.
Wasn't very nice.
No,
you know what? You could get Jim.
Every knuckle had a letter on it.
So you could have mayor. On your knuckles, M-A-Y-O-R.
Yeah.
And Mino could, Mino, you could have your name, Mino.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
I think that'd be a great promotion to the station.
I just
have it, Mino, right? And this week, and mayor.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
Together.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So we had a good night last night. We had the Respect for Law Enforcement Banquet. The Prebel Optimist Club puts that on at the Riverside Ballroom.
Yeah, that's a great organization. That they do so much, right? They did that all-inclusive park at Bay Beach.
Yeah.
That was their thing. What did Dave say they gave away? Like $2
million
over the years?
Yeah.
And what a great then there's a lot of great organizations. You know, and I think it's important that people join something. The Kiwanis Club, Optimist. There's just so many things, and they need, you know, they need members. But, boy, they got it going on over there. So, anyway, that was fun last night. And then a good friend of both of ours got the Officer of the Year.
Yes.
Chopper.
Yep. Did and Randy Schultz got the retirement.
Lifetime
achievement awards. Awesome. People that we've known for a long time.
Yep.
That's the end when you know you're getting old and these people are getting the lifetime achievement awards.
It's like, wait a minute.
And then they're younger than you.
I went to school with you. So, yeah. And then also, they start reading their resumes. It's like, ooh, I got a lot to do.
A lot to make up for here. Lots and lots and lots.
But, that was a great event. It was at the Riverside Ballroom, which is obviously under new ownership, and they did a good job. But you gave students awards, and I think that's really, really important that students who are studying police science, you help them with their tuition, or they help
them.
You gave out the awards. I mean, they did. And I was at a table with the students, and there was someone from GB, someone from TC, and then someone from Madison. She goes to school in Madison. She was there to get an award.
Phenomenal.
I know.
Good for them. That's so, great.
Yeah, it was funny. But
great youth.
Yes.
Today is video game day. Todd, you a video gamer?
I think back in the day, we all played a little bit of that stuff. I don't do the new stuff.
Okay.
There's too many buttons. You know, there's like 20 buttons on one of those things.
Yeah.
Did you? You didn't.
I never played a video game in my life.
You didn't play like Pong or everything?
Yeah, probably
like in a bar. In a bar, you didn't play Pac-Man or anything like
no.
that?
No.
Never?
No.
Asteroids?
No.
No.
You know, some people had it at their houses, so I played it.
What was that little guy?
I've never put a quarter in the
what thing. Little guy?
Mario.
Oh, yeah.
That was like super popular for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I never played it, but
I have one of those classic consoles.
Oh, do
from
you
Mario.
Really?
So once in a while, I'll pull that out and play it for a little
you
bit.
You know who loved video games? And I'm sure a lot of people. It was Amon Green.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, was he into that.
Yeah.
He did a fundraiser at his
yeah, he was place. A gamer.
He was a, he said that he lived over here on on the top floor. He had a beautiful condo. And he hosted a fundraiser for me one time. And when I got to get to know him, I'm like, what do you like to do? You know, and he totally is a big, big time gamer.
Yeah.
And I can't play that. I don't even know what buttons to turn on. But anyway, yes, there's a lot of people who are into that.
And there's huge money in it in some of those competitions.
Well, they play with people they don't even know. You know, you hook up like these network things.
Yeah. My brother used to do that online poker where you're playing somebody you don't know.
You mean, really?
Oh, yeah, you're playing against a person.
I know they have that for like chess.
And, oh, yeah, they've cribbage. Got it for poker, big time for poker.
Can you bet?
Oh, yeah, big
wow.
time. But he said when you beat somebody, you can't believe the language that comes back at you.
Mm.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
You know, you can't believe it.
Speaking of betting, I'm going out to the casino. Well, probably this afternoon because our show's, you know, I can't go tomorrow afternoon to place a bet on the games. But did you see the betting on the presidential, how that's moved?
No.
No, I haven't.
Because you can't bet in the United States on president, right?
Which shocks me, to be honest. It's like everything else in the world you can bet on here, and you can't bet on
who's
going to be president.
But there's,
England's big with that, though.
Oh, man, that's where they were showing the odds that happened. And
how it what are they now?
A little bit. You know, it's what you would expect.
Okay, 50-50.
A little bit.
And then, okay. All right.
Anyway.
How far is it leaning right now?
I just looked at that yesterday. I mean, it's obviously they really, this is the first time that the Democrats kind of edging a little bit.
Okay.
So, but they want even money, right? I mean, that's what they do.
Right.
So that your odds change and so they can get even money on both of them. But I was surprised at the amount of money that's being bet on that. But I guess maybe I'm not. That'd be a good bet.
I just got a text in that was hilarious.
I mean,
it was about your shirts.
Yeah.
Brian said, are Rose and Salmon your Golden Girls names?
Right. Right. Roll. Yeah. No. Yeah. Go with this.
Bell. That's Bell worthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Bell worthy. Yep.
All right.
Don't worry. All right. Yep. I got another here. It says, me too. I never played video games. Only played pool, foosball, or darts. I was never good at any of them.
I liked pool.
I was not good at that. Well, you had a pool table.
Yeah.
Todd, you seem like you would have been good at foosball.
A little bit, actually.
Okay.
We had a foosball table.
I was not good at darts. I'm not a good barroom guy.
Well,
my favorite thing at the bar is just sitting at the bar very quietly, drinking, listening, laughing, watching.
Yeah. Not getting involved.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. No.
I never could quite get why some bars would have a pool table in a tiny little room, and then other people would still be there trying to have a drink. And excuse me,
right?
Hey, excuse me.
And that can start an argument.
No question.
If somebody bumps your cue when you're shooting, and you're right. It's like, wait, this is taking up half this bar.
Actually. Yeah, I for those quarters that you get from that, is it worth it?
Well,
irritating people.
Yeah.
That's
why foosball kind of moved into a smaller table.
So. Yeah, that's true. Computer Programmers Day. That's going to be a crazy get together.
Boy, that's a lot of fun.
Everybody's got pocket protectors.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Like in Saturday Night Live.
Saying, what a coincidence. Yeah. It's also video game day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is one of those, every one of those making eight times more of them.
Right. Those computer guys, I always like that Saturday Night Live when, you know, you have to, and I did that a lot. You have to call IT and they come downstairs, move. You know, they don't want to teach you anything.
No.
They're just like, move.
Yeah.
You got to do it. Then they fix it.
I'm kind of that way with Mino's computer. Todd, can you do this for me?
Show me how to do this.
Can you print this out for me?
Yeah, now he just does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true.
I'm going to start saying move.
It's gym day, National Gym Day. I'm going to be honoring that. Once the weather gets cold, I'm going to the Croc Center.
Yeah, you said that.
I'm going, but I don't want to do it yet because it's, you know.
No, you don't want to rush into anything like that.
It's Dolphin.
We are so tired today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. It is Chocolate Milkshake Day, Housekeepers Week. Do they still have housekeepers?
Jim has one.
Yeah, well, that's right.
So make sure you get her something.
But remember, that was housekeepers were such a big thing in TV back in those days.
We don't. No, I don't. People clean the house. A lot of people do that. But housekeeper, we did when.
Well, you had 10 kids, though. I'll give you that one.
No, we didn't have a housekeeper. No. Oh. Well, we had a lady that came over. No, I'm talking about in my house.
Oh, okay.
In the mayoral mansion.
I wasn't even mayor then, I don't think. I was in the private sector making money. That's what I was doing back then when I had a housekeeper.
Todd, I got a check here. Chuck from Green Bay for Todd says, strange light in the sky moving northeast about 5:30.
Yeah. I don't know what that was, but I'll look into it, see if there's anything on the web.
All right. Nina Blackwood is 69. She was one of the first MJs, music video MVJs.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was from working too much or smoking.
You know it's smoking.
Oh, her voice. It's Nina Blackwood. Let's go back to 1987. This was really hot with Steve Perry. If you remember this video, it was shot in
she's
Greenwich
only 69?
Yeah.
Well.
And she used to be a huge, I mean, as far as popular, really popular. But God bless her. She's still doing a show.
Oh, cool.
But you can just tell she's just killed her voice unless, you know, whatever.
Maybe that's her thing, though, too.
Well, she always did have kind of a raspy voice.
But back in the day, it was kind of that sexy, raspy radio voice.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And now it's like,
It was like Brenda Vaccaro. Remember Brenda Vaccaro?
Paul, yes.
She always had a nice voice like that.
Remember that? No. All right. Johnny Cash at this date in 2003. Wow, that long ago, huh?
We lost him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nashville. Yep.
I always loved Johnny Cash, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, here we go.
It's going to be all Johnny Cash this morning.
Is it? That's cool.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs.
Johnny Cash.
Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, cause I always wanted me one that was long and black.
Mind of the Mayor, we'll be back.
One day
right
I
after
devised
this.
Myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. And with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on
Welcome
the
back,
left,
Mind
of
the Mayor. The day that Johnny Cash died, 2003. What's his name? Joaquin Phoenix was so good as him. Did you see him, Todd? I walked the line.
That was a great movie.
Great movie.
And Reese Witherspoon actually did a nice job, too.
She was fantastic. Not really good movie. Were you a Johnny Cash fan back in the day?
A little bit. I went and saw him. He was here at the Brown County Arena. Obviously, the Rush wasn't built then. I actually went with, remember I told you, one of my favorite teacher? He was my confirmation sponsor.
Yeah.
Brother Andrew. He was my band teacher. We went to see Johnny Cash.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who else was with him, do you know?
No, you know what? I don't. We went there because he liked music. He liked music. I went with him. It was kind of like, and we went and saw Shanana.
Okay,
that's a little weird.
Yeah, that one turned. Yeah, one just turned.
He just said, you want to go? I'm like, yeah, I'll go. He drove. So, anyway.
Okay. What year was that? Do you know?
Yeah, 76.
Yeah, you're right. January 16th, 1976.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah,
at the arena?
Yeah.
And it looks like it was just him. I don't see any opening act.
Oh, Johnny Cash. Okay.
I don't remember that. I just remember him turning around saying, hello, everybody.
Does it say
Cash,
how much? Did he do that? Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I used to love that show, man.
Yeah.
I used to have my little tape recorder out for whatever guest was on. You'd record their songs.
We were in Nashville. Kids were little. They were giving us a tour of Nashville. You know how you take those Gray Line tours, those little buses? Because I do that all the time, especially when I'm with the kids. And I'm like, oh, you guys will take us. So I bought the tour. They could pick you up at the hotel. And there were some other people on there with the big belt buckles, and the cowboy boots. Yeah. And driving around. Then they went past that hospital in Nashville, and that's a hospital where Johnny Cash died. And they're like, "Who's Johnny Cash?"
No.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, these people looking. I'm like,
oh my God,
don't hurt my children.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they learned about him, and they obviously don't know.
Well, that's
anyway,
good.
He owned that. He was just a Nashville. He could have ran for anything. And won.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had a great reputation for doing time and everything, right?
He didn't do as much time as people think.
No?
All he got busted for really was like amphetamines coming across the border from Mexico, I believe is
really?
What it was. Yeah. So he was an addict. And the way he used to get his drugs is what, but nothing else. Not
kind
like
of played that up a little
totally,
bit.
Completely,
though.
Totally and completely.
You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was more violent or, you
yeah,
know.
No, everybody does. She's got a scar right here. He had a scar on his chin and everything like
right.
that. Yeah, but no, it was just trying to sneak pills.
Deal.
I know. That's all it was, amphetamines. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy back then, though?
Did you see him when he was here? You were working here. Were you here then? Yeah, you were here in 76. Maybe you weren't.
No.
Me, no.
Okay, I thought you, when did you move to Green Bay?
84.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
By a lot. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was fun. Yes. And
I would love to have seen him. I'd love to have seen any of those old, you know, those classic guys and women. Patsy Cline or that's way back. But, I mean, you know, they play for so many years. Oh, my God, this one, Johnny Cash, especially when Neil Young was on there. I think he did Southern Man, if I'm not mistaken. I used to love Neil Young.
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. So who did you listen to him back in your day?
Styx.
Okay. Journey,
little, yeah, Brownsville Station.
Am I, when I saw them? Didn't you like
Slade?
Bay City Rollers?
No, I didn't see them. Did I?
But you liked them, right?
Yeah, I would listen to that. Yeah.
I would not admit to listening to the Bay City Rollers.
For our big song that was
S-A-T-U-R.
Yeah, but Leonard Skinner was.
Oh yeah,
huge.
Skinner.
Everybody
was
listened
huge.
To that when we were.
I
in
remember
school.
The day he died. I was at it. Would just started at Arizona State, like the first day of classes. And there was like a little concert in the courtyard of whatever. And they did an announcement that Leonard Skinner's plane had crashed. Yeah.
Do you know that band, how they got the name?
It's their old gym teacher, yeah, well, right?
I love when people ask their businesses. I say, how'd you get that name?
I know,
and there's
I agree.
Always a really cool story behind it. Usually it's that, or they just, it came to me or, but yeah, when I heard that was their, because
yeah.
that's a weird, different name.
Yeah.
Leonard Skinner. And
yeah.
Boy, did that catch
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
That must have been hilarious when those guys started that band. Or that's what we're going to call it. And
but again, the Eagles, when they came to Green Bay
yeah.
and didn't go.
Yeah, you didn't go to that one.
Just like $100 a ticket. It's like, I'm not paying that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that there, Jim.
Where did you find that?
Wow.
Actually, Sarah just texted that in. She was at that same show, and there's the ticket. For,
oh,
well, that
my
was,
gosh.
That was,
oh,
I'm
this
sorry,
the
that's 96. 96.
Okay.
Yeah. At the Widener.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. $22 to see Johnny Cash.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Well, we've got that book here from concerts and everything, how cheap they were back in the day.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable when you think about it.
Things are getting more expensive, although they say people are making more money. And I teach, you know, the CPI, you know, the Consumer Price Index in school, and we take prices and look. And one of the categories is entertainment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
okay.
It's interesting to see how, you know, everybody talks about gas, food,
yeah.
which is going up, housing.
Yeah, I saw gas $2.97 yesterday.
Yeah. And interest rates are supposed to come down next week. Is there an election coming up, Johnny?
I don't know.
I was going to say, they say grocery prices are dropping, too.
I haven't been paying attention.
Can we have an election every year? If that's
yeah,
the case?
Exactly. If that's the case, yeah, let's do it. But
you know,
you're right. There's some good signs.
They're talking about that debate the other night being as one of the landmarks. I mean, there some people I was reading compare it to like the Kennedy one and the, you know what I mean?
Because of the dogs?
Because of the impact. Of how many people, you know, watch. But I'm going to be honest with you. Every person I've talked to has said the same thing. I shut it off.
I know. You know what? I think.
Maybe. I had a perfect description. I thought, it's when you're at a party and two people are fighting the whole time over in the corner. It's like.
Let's go.
Yeah. Same type of thing.
Especially when it's the host and his wife.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's that's
let's go.
The worst.
And it's like, we're going to go.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Have you ever had that? I have.
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God. That is the worst.
It's just awkward. It's in a weird
feeling. Yeah. The only thing worse than that, more awkward than that, is like some young person with a company at like the Christmas party having a few too many and talking smart to like, you know, the CEO or something.
I think that,
because the next morning they have to be just wake up and like shocked, like, oh my God.
I hope I dreamt that.
Okay. What exactly did I say? Be honest with me. What, yeah. Tell me exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. I went to how you buy those, like events. I think it was St. Mary's Hospital, and you could buy an event, and it was a boat ride on the Fox River, and then dinner at this restaurant. Well, anyway, so I bought it, and Don and I went to that, and it was, they go to that first house, and they pour really stiff drinks. You know, they're all happy you're there, and I got a little lit up, and so we're at this restaurant on the water. It was a good restaurant, and the chef would come out with just the fanciest stuff, you know, they go on. You know, yeah, yeah. They're like, they're artists, yeah. You know? I'm like, oh, I had that for lunch. And the whole table was laughing. It was like, and every time he brought something out, I would say that. It was like, you know, I got the same laugh every time. Oh, I had that for lunch. But anyway, we got to the, and Donna's like, let's go. So I got pulled out of that party. Anyway.
You got the same laugh, but after the third time, they're like, oh, no.
No, they were lying. John, they really? Laughed after the they're third. Yeah, they were, oh, they, because they were like looking at me like, okay, what are you going to say? And I'm like, oh, I just had that for lunch. And the chef was, I don't think he liked that.
I don't believe it. Wow.
Anyway, that was fun.
Wow. So, boy, your Christmas party took a whole new slant. Wow. Might of the mayor, back after this.
And a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson.
And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a good-looking Thursday.
Man, you gotta call Brittany 87.
87. This late. Yeah. All right, I'll take that.
Whoa, man.
Get this. Regarding Johnny Cash, my mother tells me she had tickets to see him at the old WBAY auditorium in the late 1950s. However, he was on drugs and never showed up.
I thought you said it was amphetamines.
Yeah.
Isn't that kidding?
Well, I'm not a drug authority, but I think they would take them to the point where then they couldn't fall asleep. Then they take a bunch of barbiturates to kind of counteract
offset it.
Yeah. Elvis did the same thing, right? I mean,
Real high and real low.
Yep.
Actually, they say Hitler was that way. They'd shoot him up with speed and then shoot him up with barbiturates. And that's one of the reasons that he was so unstable down the stretch. It is. Well, I know my history.
I don't know that I knew that.
The Germans actually
used to. They put a needle, they'd shoot them up, huh? Needle?
Yeah. The Germans used to inject some of their people with basically crystal meth so that they could stay wide awake on long bombing missions.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Little known facts in history. I'm just throwing these at you.
This is so interesting.
Just very. I'm just
little
throwing.
Known facts in history.
Glad we got. No one wants to know.
They could be true.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Not quite sure. Hey, Todd, do me a favor. Would you try to get a hold of my buddy, Cody?
Yep.
I want to give Cody a really nice plug for what he's got going on tonight.
Right. And then we had that respect for law enforcement last night. And then I went to another event before the law enforcement. And I just want to thank Dennis.
Kreft?
Yes.
Yep. And Doc Hinckley?
Yes. And the Doc. They hosted a welcome coach.
Gottlieb.
And that was funny. All his assistant coaches were there, and it was kind of a backyard barbecue, so that was fun. And we're going to have the coach come on our show. He said he'd love to do that.
Down-to-earth guy, wasn't he?
Very. Yeah, great guy.
I mean, just down-to-earth. No, he was great.
So, anyway, yeah, that was two fun things last night.
Yeah, I hope we get him on soon, because I want to talk to him before. Like, it's a lot of fun talking to guys like that before, like, you start practice, before you're on the clock.
And then if they don't win, they're not as
absolutely
open to coming on.
You know, he's undefeated right now. That's a good time to get these coaches on. Yeah.
Anyway, that's.
I'm pulling for him. I think it's a great hire. We'll see how it works, but I think it's a great hire.
I think it's going to be great. A lot of fun.
I mean, he's got this one young man coming in that is NBA prospect. I mean, he was like 5-star in high school. It's incredible.
And I don't know much about basketball, but the coaching staff seems like, which is going to be very important because he has another job.
Yeah. Yeah, the assistants, right. Yeah. And
those assistants are really excited to be here. He hired some new assistants, so those guys will get on the radio too.
I think it's great that he's got the other job because it gives Green Bay that much more pub.
It does. Yeah,
I think it's a great call. I think they needed something like that because with their three really good players leaving in the transfer portal, which I hate, and I know as an athlete you like to say, well, I want my own, you know, control where I go.
Right,
and I understand that. Yeah. All I'm saying as a fan trying to follow a team is now much harder because you don't know who's who and what's going on. Yeah. So I would never like the athletic director said that night at the basketball banquet. Or that Mark Murphy said.
Last job I'd want. That's what he said.
Last job I would want right now.
An athletic director.
Is an athletic director in college.
The athletic director was there. I talked to him. He was the athletic director when Dick Bennett was there.
Oh, okay.
So that was fun. Dan Spielman? Yeah, Dan Spielman. And I shouldn't say kids, but these assistant coaches are young.
Yeah.
And they were very interested in Dick Bennett's stories.
Which no kidding.
Nobody can tell them better than Dan, right?
Right.
But you know that Dick Bennett, and I'd been with him at, you know, he was a good public speaker, I thought.
Oh,
didn't you?
Dick was phenomenal.
But do you know that he was so nervous before games, wouldn't talk to anybody? Sometimes he wouldn't even go into the arena. He would just go, you know, sit like across the street because he didn't seem like that kind of guy to me. And what's Dan was saying?
Yeah, I know. When I did the play-by-play for 14 years and Dick was there for how many of them? Five or six. I think five. But anyway, I would have to interview him before every game. And yeah, he would get really wound up.
Yeah.
But I mean, just kind of, you know, just really deep in thought and
and he was very,
he stayed away from him.
And he was very calm, but Dan told the story one time that he followed the refs into the
restroom. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nothing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that was fun.
But then he'd be the kind of guy the next day, first thing you do,
exactly.
We call.
Right.
This is Coach Bennett. Yes. I just want to apologize.
So, and those younger coaches were interested in that because they look up to him. And he's still around, right? Dick Bennett?
Still lives in Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's, cool. I mean, still one of the all-time great guys.
And, oh, yeah.
What he did is yeah, I hate it that things ended at Wisconsin the way they did with him. You know, that's... You know, he's from a different era and wasn't used to this whole new social media and all these kinds of things. And I think that just wore him down.
Right.
Really, and that happens to people.
Yeah.
I mean, in the spotlight.
And what did you think of our previous quarterback, Brett Favre? You see that? Saying, giving a shout out to Aaron Rodgers and he's going to go to the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't see this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, no, and no disrespect to Aaron Rodgers, but just watching that Jets team, they didn't look that impressive.
Yeah.
They didn't look impressive at all. Again, San Francisco's tough.
Right.
No question about that. But
Yeah. I mean, that's all, right? We wouldn't know that unless there was social media. That's what made me think of that. So there's anybody can say anything they want and everybody's going to know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like instantly, like in seconds.
I know. Was that, okay, when you were in office, that was just starting kind of, huh?
It
wasn't like it is now and whatever. No.
I didn't do it, but.
Would you get letters?
Well, yeah, I saved some of those letters. Oh, man.
You know, we should do a segment. You should bring some of those letters and just read them.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, that one lady just didn't like my eyebrows. she took the time to write it.
Isn't that amazing?
I read that at one of my State of the Cities. Another lady, we put a sign in front of, there was no identification in front of City Hall. So we put this sign in front of City Hall, just said Green Bay City Hall. It was $7,000 and close vote, but I just thought we needed that. Some lady wrote a letter. She goes, "The only sign you need is a clown on top of that building because that's all you guys are."
So, oh my God.
But they hand wrote them, which I thought was.
Took the time.
And I took them and I threw them in a box because I knew someday I'm going to be on a beach and I think it's going to be so much fun to read those. And there were some very nice letters too. I'm going to say that. But the ones. Where they took the time, because social media, what is it? You just text something.
Yeah.
I never print those out.
They took the time to get some stationery.
Put a stamp on.
Find a thing.
Right, and they had nice and beautiful handwriting. Some
absolutely.
Of them.
Jim, will you please do it? I already even have it.
I would love that.
Open for this. Hold on. Check this out.
mayor's mailbox.
That's right. Let's do it, Jeff.
Yes.
I got one day a week. One day a week. You just bring in a letter.
Oh,
and
you guys,
we'll just
No, I got. No, I'm not.
Dude, I'll take some out of mine. I know I've saved some.
I think that'd be great.
Can you find them?
I save a lot of stuff, so they'll be in some boxes.
You know where they are? They're upstairs in my garage somewhere.
Oh, you moved them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look. They're there. I mean, I know I got them, but boy, I don't have much going on this weekend.
There you go. Monday morning, we'll be looking forward to those letters.
No, it's going to be 87. I'm going to spend it on my upstairs.
Larry
in the
McCarron used to do that too, though. He'd save them. Just pin them right up on the wall.
Oh, and some of those are.
Oh, yeah.
They're funny. And right. You got
the female anchors in TV got it worse than anybody back in the day. And you hate to say it, but it was these.
And they still do.
They still do. I mean, getting ripped about their hair and what they wear.
Yeah. I got a letter that was written like 100 times. You know, I will do my homework. The mother made him write a letter to the mayor. Like it was like, Mr. Mayor, I will do my homework every day. And 100 times I called. I said, I got to talk to your son. I mean, I just. But yeah, that was fun. I just got a big kick out of that. So yeah, I don't know, Todd. I'll look. I don't want to make a promise to that because I'm thinking where those are going to be. But it is going to be fun someday when we retire to sit down and read those.
Absolutely. Especially
to your grandkids, they're going to laugh so hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know. Like I told you, the one I got that was the worst, I think, was when, this is going way back, but when Wayne Gretzky got traded to the LA Kings from Edmonton, which was huge. It's like, my God, that's unbelievable. And then it came out as because his wife want to pursue her acting career in Los Angeles. And I said, well, you can see who wears the pants in the Gretzky family. They said it on the air. And
yeah.
It didn't go around. You think in 1987 or 88, whenever that was, that would have been. No.
Yeah.
No. No, I still might have a couple of those letters.
But the social media thing is like mean. Those letters weren't mean. They were critical, but they weren't like mean.
Yeah.
And, I think today, I'm interviewing two people today for that show I have on Sunday, that Lean Local, the two people running for assembly. And I'm going to ask him about that. You know, I mean, wouldn't your first question to be someone running for office, why?
Absolutely.
Because it's tough.
Absolutely.
It's tough on your family. It's tough on, and they don't make a lot of money in the assembly. But anyway, it's obviously not for the money. But yeah, it's just hard. How do they deal with the social media? How does your family deal with it? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not as, you know, I mean, you always had people that weren't in love with you, but I don't know. Anyway, it's social media is good because you can get a lot of information. You can look it up quickly. You can communicate with people. But I don't know. I was happier without it, I think.
I'm like you, though. When I'd get those letters, they're written so nice, the penmanship.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Just perfect.
It was. It's straight lines with no lines.
Yeah.
And they wrote it straight.
Yeah.
But mine would always taper off.
Mine, too. I never had that knack for doing that.
So did yours go down or were you kind of where it would go
mine
up?
Mine go down.
Yeah.
Mine go up.
Down to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you left-handed, though, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
But, yeah, it would always kind of creep up to the left, you know, up and, yeah.
Or really,
it's probably because he's an achiever.
Yeah.
There's got
to
be
some way to analyze that.
Right.
I'm serious. I think there might be something like that. You know, another thing, though, too, with those kind of, with the people that used to do that, one of the things we'd always say, though, Todd, remember in radio, with them, they're your P1s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so they are your hardcore watchers or listeners.
They follow you.
They follow you.
And that's what it was before follow was like Facebook. But some of those letters, it's like, I think there's a lot of people that know that didn't know we were debating a $7,000 sign in front of City Hall.
Right.
She obviously followed us and said, you just save the money and just put a clown on top of that building. And I thought that was really funny.
You know, sometimes people, I tell you what, my favorite one, though, is from the Green Bay Men's Club. And it was a nice one. It's not a bad one. My favorite one that I know I saved.
I remember
You know this one. The morning of, I woke up and I was just sick as a dog. I mean, I couldn't breathe or what, you know what I mean? It was okay. So I called, I said, I'm so sorry. I can't come there with this. And I think they got Larry or somebody to fill in for me. Okay.
Yeah.
And 2 days later I get a card to me. Dear Mr. Mino, thank you so much for speaking to our men's retirement club. Your speech was informative and entertaining. Tell me he didn't have that one written 3 days before.
Exactly.
And had the staff.
His job is just
waiting to put it in there.
His job is the thank you letters.
Yep.
And they're going to ask him, did he send it out, Bob? Yeah,
I sure did. You betcha. That's my favorite one. No question about it.
We were talking, you and I have both given tons of talks in front of groups, right?
Yep.
You know, presentations. And, you know, how to know you're losing the crowd.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
We were talking about that in
this morning beforehand.
Because last night, somebody was talking, and it it was great, but so sometimes they go a little bit long.
Yeah.
And people, there's a few things that happen, and we were talking, you know, not falling asleep, but you know, they start looking at their watch, and it's like you see people look at their watch. It's like, okay, I gotta pick the pace up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a really good indicator. But when they start talking, and then three people start talking.
I can tell you one thing. No disrespect to certain schools, but Dick Bennett said he only walked out of one speaking engagement in his life because the people just would not pay the slightest bit of attention. Washington Middle School.
Yeah.
He said.
Really, he walked out?
You kids aren't listening anyway. I'm just going to leave. That was years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's signs of that. And we're talking about people falling asleep in the back of class. Teaching, that's the other thing in teaching, man. You got to, you know, start asking questions or get them.
Well, I told you, I did a speech a couple of months ago just down the block here, and two of the kids had their head back with their mouth wide open and their eyes closed. Yeah. Oh, that happens. That happens. But don't you kind of have, when you give a speech, don't you kind of have it in your head what you're going to do or not? Or you can almost like just subtract if you have to and wrap her up quicker.
It's just a bunch of small speeches put together. I take stuff out if I
have to. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I could never write one, though. I don't think I could ever write a speech.
I don't like reading. I neither. I've written, but I don't like reading them. I did that one time and I got that because I'm not. Yeah. Well, you're a good reader.
I know, but it doesn't come from the heart as much.
No, it doesn't. You know? No, I would much rather.
All right. Who we got coming on today? We got Tom Murphy, Village of Bellevue trustee, talking about cyclist safety with pedestrians. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Ben Erickson with his artist show, Inina. And I believe Cody Kreplein talk about his event tonight at Howard Commons. Sloppy Hog. Couldn't think
of it.
That's it. Sloppy Hog. Quick break. Back up this.
But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno. Just
do it.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine.
One of the all-time greatest songs.
Right? Just listen to this. It's
so well written. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, talk about staying power, right?
Oh, my gosh. You could listen to this today and it'd be. Yeah.
Yeah, just as good.
Yeah. Welcome back. My name is the mayor here. This is the day Johnny Cash died in 2003. You know, speaking of music and country music, Todd, what'd you think about the thing where Beyonce was shut out of the CMAs?
Yeah.
Why?
So I
well, she tried doing country.
Yeah.
And she had like a number one song.
It did. Yeah, it did do well.
But no staying power, it seems. What did you think about that whole thing?
I do think in country music there's it's one-sided, and it even females now in country music have a hard time getting a hit and staying on the chart with it. It's really, really difficult. They kind of hit and then they drop off and they're gone. The guys kind of stick around for a while. I just don't think her music, like you said, had staying power. It's not a song that you're going to hear 5 years from now on the radio.
Yeah.
It was big at the time, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, when you're listening to station, you know, 5 years from now, is it going to come up in a recurrent or a gold category? Probably not.
Is there a little bit of who do you think you are coming over into our genre?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there are some artists that crossed over, right?
Sure. Taylor Swift.
Darius Rucker came from pop and came in. But even for him now, it's tough to get a hit and stay relevant.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I saw him. He was here, too.
Oh, Darius Rucker.
Yeah. He opened for somebody.
You know what? I can tell you this.
Were you there?
I can tell you this. So he was here for something. And my good buddy, I think it was David Burns, who we used to work with, ran into my bar. And said, hey, would you ever think about coming up to the Packer game and doing the national anthem?
Yeah.
And he just like totally blew him off. Like, I'm way too big for that.
Really?
There's Rucker?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. So I'm kind of surprised and saddened by that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I get David Burns' number.
Did he get an award last night?
Who?
David Burns? Is that the
different David Burns?
Oh, different. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But good question.
Oh, I'm on top
Same
of
name.
It today. Same name.
All right. I want to call him. Todd, do you have his number?
I don't.
Who did he open up for, John, when he was here? It, that's Oh, it was a good band. And actually, he got as good an applause as the main band.
Hey, but you know what else was good?
I can't think of who it is.
You know what else was good last night? I'm going to just bring this to Todd real quick. The Preble Jazz Band.
Oh, yeah, they played last night.
Wow, they're good.
Yes, that Preble, they're awesome. They got a great drum line there. They, what you can say about, in their credit, Preble's got more students than St. Norbert. I mean, that's a big school. It's 2,000 kids, so, you know, you're drawn from a lot of talent. So when someone gets the lead role at Preble,
it's good. Like,
you are really good.
Well, so. They put a lot of emphasis on it there, too, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they
With
love
all
the
their
arts.
Bands and their theater and everything. Oh,
yeah. That is a great school, and, and those kids, I don't know, I've been there a bunch of times, and they seem to, doesn't feel overcrowded when you're there. Everybody says it is, but, I asked the students, and they're like, but you, when you grow up in an environment, you're used to it.
Yeah. I just, that part of town, I mean, I remember reading about, again, Wisconsin quarterback Ron Vanderkellen in like Sports Illustrated, and it's saying that he lived in the town of Preble.
Right.
North of Green Bay east of Green Bay or whatever.
Right. And last night it was the Preble Optimist Club. So
I was wondering about that too.
Oh, yeah,
if they held on to that from the day they were their own entity.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that. That's a good question. But that's an older group. They've been around for a long time, so probably. Because I don't know when that was annexed into the city. But anyway, yeah, that's a good group.
I was talking to one of the cops last night, and talked about old Green Bay, you know, Broadway Street and some of those places.
Yeah.
He said it was rough. We got him? David Burns.
What's going on?
So I thought of you today because I don't know how we're talking about entertainers and people that have come here and everything. And Jim... Or we were talking about Darius Rucker, yada, yada, yada.
Darius Rucker was here at the, at the Rush Center, and he opened up for someone, and I was saying that was one of them. I thought he was great, and then John said...
I thought you had a little bit of a something with him, and he blew you off.
Well, it was down in Madison.
Okay.
When Hootie and the Blowfish were kind of coming to the end of their little... their run back then.
Yep.
And we were backstage after a show, and I was with the record guy and talking to Darius about, you know, how he's a big sports guy.
Yeah.
Loves the Packers, loves football, loves all the sports. And so I just simply asked him, hey, why don't you set it up and come and sing a national anthem for the for a Packer game coming up this year? And he didn't like that very much.
What? So
he just went off on me backstage, like, how dare you ask me that question? And, like, he went off on me, and I'm like, whoa.
There you go.
What do you think offended him? I mean, that's such an honor. I mean, I bet you there's a list of people a mile long that would be.
Absolutely. And he, you know, he had mentioned it before, and. Then even the record guy's like, you can't ask him questions like that. I go, what do you mean? It was just a simple little stupid question. I just, you know, he's a big fan. And he just was taken back by it. He did not like that very much.
So. That's always funny. See, I know sometimes you wonder if I'm telling tall tales.
Yes, I do. That's why thank you for coming
Trust
on,
me,
Dave.
David Burns can back it up.
Yeah, because John, you know, far be it for John Minor to go outside the lines, embellish a story, you know, or let the truth.
No, not John.
Johnny would never he would never let the truth get in the way.
Look at the time.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah,
David Burns.
It's always one of those questions.
Questions
where somebody says, who is your, who was the funnest guy you ever met, or who was the worst celebrity you ever met? And usually when it comes up to, you know, the most unpleasant celebrities, it's a Darius Rucker.
Wow. There you go.
Well, I hope he's not listening.
I hope he is, yeah. David Burns, I sure appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, David.
Okay. Right, Have a great day.
Take care, my friend. Bye. See ya.
Oh, that you voice, know, by the way.
Dave still's got the greatest voice.
Oh, my God.
Those are the greatest pipes.
You know, it's too bad, but that's what he remembers. You know, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Remember we talked about Jerry Lewis and Dionne Warwick and those?
That's right. I'll never forget him telling me that story. Every time I see Darius Rucker hear him, I think of that story.
Yeah, right.
And he's right. Like, when you're working in the radio station, sometimes you're just kind of trying to keep the conversation
going.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Dionne Warwick was sitting on that stool. She didn't move. She was all mad. And a lady was waitressing, and she kicked the waitress out because she didn't want anybody doing that during her show. You know, serving drinks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she
what?
Liked that. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Totally. And that really embarrassed that waitress, too.
I'll
she
bet.
Was just like, you know, look, I'm serving some drinks.
Wow.
Hey, you. Yeah. Anyway, but then we had Johnny Cash, who everybody loves, right?
It didn't hurt. I could do this song.
Please don't.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. One of the all-time great songs. Huh?
Can I be excused?
For my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. That's great writing. That's great writing.
Tim's taking off his headset. That's how much he doesn't want to hear this.
All right, we got to start a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Stumble down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoke my mind the night before with cigarettes and